USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Small Business Committee is holding a hearing to listen to concerns from members of Congress about the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking on Capitol Hill, ranking member from Ohio, Steve Shabbat, discusses the impact COVID-19 has had on small businesses.
Unfortunately, COVID-19 has devastated small businesses and their employees. As a response, Congress created the Paycheck Protection Program to provide assistance to as many small businesses as possible during this emergency period.
The House is voting on a nearly $500 billion coronavirus relief package bill for small businesses. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says it's important to get help to small businesses as quickly as possible.
For emergency injury disaster loans, those are through the Small Business Administration. That's where they supplement the PPP program, the Paycheck Protection Program.
USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.